Log Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Jesus is love. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for who he is. Amen. Thanking God for what he's already done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thanking God that it's he that has kept us and not ourselves. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you all honor, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we lift our hands up to you this day, oh God. Oh, Lord, we lift our hands up to you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, with all that we have in us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness right now, oh God. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Come on, church. Will you give God praise this morning? Will you thank him? Will you thank him right now just who you are? Will you thank God for what he is doing right now in you and for you? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, will you come believing on today, amen? Will you combine your faith with our faith on today? That God is moving mountains, amen, parting the seas, amen, that you may cross over in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't let the enemy keep you quiet this morning. Don't let the enemy silence you this morning. God has given you the power and authority that you can decree a thing and it shall be established, but you shall open up your mouth, hallelujah, and decree and declare over your life and the life of your family and loved ones right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We speak life. We speak victory. Hallelujah. Come on, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures for all generations. Hallelujah. That's the reason to shout this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. We thank you, Father God, for this day. For this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for your hedge of protection, hallelujah, that's around us, oh God, that protects us. We thank you that there shall be no preparation or penetration to these hedges of protection, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We don't take this life for granted, oh God. We know it is you, Father God, that has blessed us with life, oh God, and life in abundance, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, if we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still couldn't thank you enough, oh Lord. We come this morning, oh God, casting out our cares and fears and our burdens down, oh God, and we pick up the peace that you give, Father, the peace that surpasses all understanding, my Lord, my God. We thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, and as your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, create in us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repentant in all our ways, oh Lord. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come just to worship, hallelujah, to worship to be doing something, oh God, but we come to you out of the intimate love and relationship that we have with you, Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for water, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, hallelujah, the living God. Our soul yearns with overwhelming desire. They even pound from the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let the fire burn everly increasingly in us, oh God. Uphold us with thy free spirit. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right there and taken out the way.
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let there be no murmuring, complaining, or backbiting, or evil found in any of us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and love and guidance, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Create in us a heart of worship, amen. For we rejoice only in you, hallelujah. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life be a living sacrifice. A sweet savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored in our life, be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you, hallelujah, in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ arise within each of us and over all areas of our life. Amen. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ right now and our will to your will, Heavenly Father. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man. Then, hallelujah, we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no other one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The glory of God is working us and is manifesting glory's presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that Jesus, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you right now, and that it's taking place right now in this service. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name, we live, we move, and we have our being. And we thank you for the God. We thank you right there, oh God. And Lord, we lift up the man of God this day, oh God. We lift up the men of God around the world this day, oh God. As we celebrate Father's Day, we celebrate you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for you are the head of our life and the lift of our head, oh God. And we have our being in you for the God. Hallelujah. With you, all things are possible. Oh Lord, we praise you. We just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray, oh God, for the men of God this day, oh God, for the fathers, oh God, that you have blessed, oh God, to be a father, for you called men to be the head of their home, amen, and the priest of their home, oh God. So we pray for divine position for every father, every man, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will take that position, oh God. And Lord, we pray that you will strengthen them, oh God, hallelujah, that you increase them in strength, power, and knowledge and wisdom of your word, oh God, that they will be doers of your word, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, creating them a clean heart, oh God. Lord, help them on today, Father, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for heavenly blessings, oh God, for every father and man right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that I'll receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh manna, fresh revelation right now, and we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, as we go forth, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you go before us, oh God, making every crooked path straight right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, shut any doors that need to be shut right now, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, and each person on the line today, and all that's in our home, oh God, as we pray right now, Heavenly Father, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, and clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16:23. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. As we enter in this service, we come against every, hallelujah, every spirit outside the Holy Spirit, every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, spirit of anger, bitterness, resentment, hallelujah, revenge. We come against every spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation right now. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, worry, fear, pride right now. Oh, hallelujah, every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. We come against the spirit of, hallelujah, guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death, every spirit of destruction, spirit of death. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And any spirit that's operating us outside of the Holy Spirit, that's sent from the kingdom of Satan, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us, come out of our family, come out of our bloodline, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare this deliverance to be permanent, amen. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. We receive the victory. We receive receive our healing. We receive our deliverance right now. We receive our blessing and favor that's coming from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us today. Lord, fill this temple of yours, hallelujah, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. And we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and the power of his blood that we will not be denied. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. Amen. For we are co-heirs of the kingdom of God. It all belongs to us through Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you that we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus who made us righteous. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. It heals us, delivers us, redeems us, and sanctifies us, and makes all things new. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today, Father God. For those of us that are traveling on the road and will be traveling, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us, my Lord, my God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our home. Amen. Over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, for those of our family and loved ones. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and around about us, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building the place up, everywhere our feet they tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree that the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us and judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for it. God, we bless your name, Father. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless this day and make it a good day for us, oh God, and those in our family. Lord, we pull, oh God, every attack and every way of the enemy to ruin this day for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. We bless your name, God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you first come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare right now, my faith, that all things are working together for the good of our life. Our Heavenly Father has turned it all around for our good to bless us. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that the will of all that believe. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. We receive yourself right now. We receive your healing right now. We receive your deliverance. Hallelujah. Where you receive the blessing of the Lord that makes you rich and that goes slower. When you receive it right now, by faith, even though you can't see it, will you believe it? Will you walk in expectancy, expecting God to do it? Amen. Keep walking. Keep coming till you get to it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, don't give up. Don't give in. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. When praises go up, blessings come down. Will you praise him right there? Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you for he's in the business of blessing his children. Hallelujah. That we are God's children, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Hallelujah. My. We bless your name, Father. We give it all over to you right now. Hallelujah. God bless everyone here in Sunday service this morning. Amen. We thank God for you on today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Sunday service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we welcome you. Can you get your line so we can make sure they, everybody can hear us clearly? Amen. He said we can hear clearly. We want to apologize for last Sunday. We had some technical difficulties. Amen. But we thank God we have overcome those difficulties with the system, and we're steady working those things out as we go forward. As you know, when you're dealing with anything, I would say technical, you're going to have some technical issues sometimes with these phone services. They may work, the internet may work, it may crash, but we thank God we're still able to go forth in the word of God. So we thank God for being back in position this Sunday. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Amen. It is Father's Day. We celebrate, amen, all the fathers. Amen. Even though we have many fathers, amen, God is the father of all. Amen. Creator of all.
A lot of us have fathers that are not our biological father, but they have raised us. They have been a big, significant father figure. That's the word for father figure in our lives. Amen. So I thank God for your father, my father, and everybody else's father who stepped in to help. The Bible takes a village to raise.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
It is not just one. He didn't call just one, but all to help raise a child. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to make sure that I read that in the Bible and I just hear that. It takes a village. But when you read the word of God, it definitely takes a village to raise a child. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. If you press one, this Sunday service, we're not going to be long here in this service at 10 a.m. We only have 1 hour because we're having a Father's Day program at 2 p.m. So make sure you join us at 2 p.m. with all the men of God that are going to be on at the 2 p.m. hour. Join us. We can't wait to hear how God has used each man of God as being a father in this world. Amen. Our earth, the Bible says we have earthly fathers and we have our heavenly father. Amen. Excuse me, y'all. Bear with me. So if it's your first time with us, again, we won't be long here in Sunday service. Because we have a program, again, at 2 p.m., a Father's Day program at 2 p.m., and we'd like for you all to join us at 2 p.m. Invite people to come on out at 2 p.m. They don't have to leave home. They ain't got to use gas. Gas is high. All they have to do is either log in or call in to the 845-277-9213 number. So we thank God for this this time. And it's a... Amen. It's also going to be an opportunity to recognize your father as our father figure at the 2 o'clock or any male figure. I think Pastor Manny may want to get on the mic so he can say any male figure at 2 o'clock. So please join us. Amen. So if you need prayer, I said prayer for some. Yeah, we want to pray for you, pray with you. If it's your first time being here in Sunday service with us, amen. I do see a number. I'm not sure if you are wanting prayer or you're just letting us know that it's your first time with us. The phone number starts with a 470 area code, ends in 7091. Welcome to the Gospel Public Ministries.
Hello.
Phone number 470, last 4 digits 7091. Okay, maybe they pressed the button by mistake. Amen. Well, we thank God for you for being here in Sunday service with us on today. Amen. The 470 number, okay, he said try one more time. Your phone number, area code is 470, last 4 digits 7091. Welcome. 470. Okay. Just want to make sure. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, amen. We just thank God for you. We pray that God will continue to strengthen you, bless you. We pray for spiritual wealth for your life and those in your family in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray that all in your family come to know Christ Jesus. We pray that God will call them nigh unto him this day, amen, that they may receive, amen, hallelujah, and believe in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is our prayer that God will continue to use you, hallelujah, use you mighty. We decree and declare victory. We decree and declare life, health, and strength, and peace of the Lord upon your life and those in your family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I am so excited about this day. Happy Father's Day to you, Pastor Manning, who is a father to many. Amen. He's fathering everywhere he goes. He just steps into, I say, daddy mode. We went to eat, and it was a little girl. She fell off a chair, and he was there to catch her and help her up, even when her own parents, the mother, wasn't there to help her up. He immediately, you know, jumped into action to help, and he's always that one to jump in to help children and to guide them and to teach them, and we thank God for fathers. Amen. Amen. This time we're going to have and I'm going to say a few things about fathers, but we're going to have a song selection with Brother Joel Washington. Like I said, we won't be in our morning service that long because we have a 2 o'clock service, and it's going to run for 2 hours at the 2 o'clock time. Amen. So at this time, we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joel Washington from New York, New York. God bless you, Brother Joel Washington. Let God use you.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. May God bless all the fathers out there. All fathers, yeah. But the one that don't have a father, God said he'll be a father for his fathers. I'm just so glad to be with y'all this morning. And I just want to thank God for everything he done for me and what he done for y'all.
Amen.
What is this? Make me feel so good right now. What is this? Make me want to run on anyhow. What it is? Lord, it just won't let me hold my peace. What is this? Say I'm acting so strange. What is this? Make me love to call God's name. Whatever it is, Lord, it just won't let me hold my peace. I know it makes me love all my enemies. Lord, it makes me love all of my friends. It won't let me be ashamed to tell the world that I've been born again. What it is makes me want to love my enemy. What it is makes me want to love all of my friends. Whatever it is, Lord, it just won't let me hold my peace. What is this? Make me feel so good inside. What is this? Make me want to run on anyhow. Whatever it is, Lord, it just won't let me hold my peace. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, here for blessing us with this song. You know, that song you sing, it means so much to me. I thank God, you know, that you shared that with us. That's a song that my grandfather would sing, and he would sing that song, and he would sing that song, and I'm telling you why you were singing it. You just take me to a special place. You know, I'm so glad that you let God use you in such a mighty way like that, because you were able to allow me to remember my grandfather. He's gone on to glory, but you just helped me to honor him right here in this moment. So God bless you. May God keep you in every single way. And happy Father's Day, Uncle.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to enter in and take our communion. Amen. If you have your elements with you, whether it's a cracker, water, juice, grape juice, let's go ahead and have our communion. I'll be here for communion this morning. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We ask you to forgive us, oh God, and those that are on the line today that are partaking in this communion of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse each of us of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time.
We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sin, our transgression, our trespasses and iniquities, with hallelujah, to the cross with him. Amen. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body, that your body was broken for our sins, our transgression, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad and spit upon and whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. Amen. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat. This is my body which was broken for you. We partake in faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You may eat. Hallelujah. We take this bread by faith. Amen. In remembrance, hallelujah, of our Lord and Savior. You may eat. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples. This is the blood of the New Testament shed for you.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. That your blood is our atonement. Amen. It justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us and washes away all our sins, all our iniquities, all of our trespasses, all of our trespasses. Hallelujah, your blood, it heals us in the holy name of Jesus. We now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to have one song selection, and we'll be back with the preached word from Pastor Tawani Commandments. So stay right there with us. Amen. Remember, we won't be long in this service, so it's a short service today because we have our Father faith already. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hashanah.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me.
My Lord.
The Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. Bring him to Jesus. And this is what we are set to do. Amen. As God's apostles, God's pastors, as God's ministers, to bring you to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, let the word go forth, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen.
Yes,
I give praise, honor, and glory to God who is ahead of my life and the lift of my head. Pastor Manning and Minister Learn Green that's on the roster on today. We thank God. Let
Amen.
Us pray as we begin. Let the word of God go forth. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And
yes.
I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely that I be of glory, honor, and praise unto you. Amen. That all would know, my brothers and sisters would
Amen.
Know that I have been sent by you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me. Amen. Have your way right now. Move mighty.
Yes.
Hallelujah. On me and in me. And those that are in service that have an ear to hear, let them hear, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, what you are saying, oh God. I decree and declare right now you to be on the throne of my life in and over every area of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come on earth. Hallelujah. And let thy will be done. We thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now in service. According to Isaiah 16:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. We thank God on today for the word that's going forward. We thank God, our Father. And before I enter into the word, like I said, I won't be before you long because of the sake of time for our 2 o'clock service. I want us to understand God is the Father. God is the ultimate creator, ruler, and preserver of all things. Amen. He is perfect. He has all power and knows all things. God commissioned himself to protect and care for us as his children. God always provides for his children, and we are his children. Amen. The joy of heaven,
Amen.
God is a Father. God is a loving Father. He gives us life. Amen. He loves us. Amen.
Amen.
He rewards our efforts. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just thank God. Hallelujah. He has a plan for his children. Amen. Way before the
Amen.
Foundation of the earth. Amen. He had a plan for us. And we thank God for
Yes.
fathers on today that he has placed in our life, our earthly fathers. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. So once again, happy Father's Day to the fathers. The word today that's going forth is hope in the Lord. Hope
yeah.
in the Lord, church. Hope in the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we lose hope. Amen. Sometimes we get to the point in my life and I've heard people say that I have no hope. All lost hope is lost. Amen. But put your hope in the Lord. Hallelujah. And we understand what hope is. See, when we live with biblical hope, we have an anchored life. We are held steady in the midst of any storm. Amen. Because hope is often misunderstood, and accurate understanding of the meaning of hope is crucial. Church, the Bible says when your hope is anchored in God, he will teach you, amen, his truth and lead you in the way you should go. See, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to understand that when we put hope in things and we put hope in people, amen, we will lose hope, but we put our hope in the Lord, amen. We are anchored, amen, and hallelujah, no hope will be lost because we put our hope in the one that created all things, amen, that has all things in his hand, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hold me to the book of Hebrews. Like I said, I won't be before you long here, so please forgive me for the sake of time on today. And we have our 2 o'clock service that is going to run for 2 hours. Hebrews, if you go with me to the book of Hebrews, church, hallelujah. Hebrews 6 and 13. Have your way, God. Have your way. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm trying to get there to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 13 through 20 is where I'm going to start at. That's chapter 6, verses 13 through 20.
Amen.
13 through 20, amen. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 13 through 20, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for the confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God determined to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is possible for God to lie. I want you to understand, it's impossible for God to lie. We might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Amen? So when we see here having hope in the Lord, not in man, but in our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And understanding what the Bible is saying to us, church. Hallelujah. See, Abraham waited patiently. It was 25 years from the time God had promised him a son. See, because of trials and temptations are often so tense, they seem to last for an eternity. Both the Bible and the testimony of mature Christians encourage us to wait for God to act in his timing, even when our needs seem too great to wait any longer. If we keep our hope in the Lord, we can steadfast and wait, expecting God to do it. Amen. Losing no hope because our hope is anchored in the Lord. See, God's promises are unchanging and trustworthy. They're immutable, amen, because God is unchanging and trustworthy. See, when promising Abraham a son, God took an oath in his own name. Hallelujah. The oath was as good as God's name, and God's name was as good as his, hallelujah, divine nature, amen. Hope in the Lord, church, amen. See, there are two immutable things that are God's nature and his promise. See, God embodies all truth. Therefore, he cannot lie because God is truth. He can be secure. Hallelujah. You can be secure in his promises. You don't need to wonder if he will change his plans. Amen. See, man or woman may change their plan, but God, hallelujah, if he said it, so it shall be. Hallelujah. Hope in the Lord, church. Our hope is secure and immovable.
Amen.
In God. Just as a ship anchor holds firm into the seabed. See, to the true seeker who comes to God in belief, hallelujah, I want you to understand, in belief, God gives an unconditional promise of acceptance. And when you ask God with openness, honesty, and sincerity to save you from your sins, he will do it. Amen. See, this truth should give you encouragement, assurance, and confidence today. Hallelujah. Put your hope in the Lord,
yeah,
church. Amen.
Hallelujah.
When we look at verse 19 and 20, it says, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Hallelujah. Verse 20 says, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. See, this veil, this curtain hung across the entrance from the most holy of the most holy place, the two innermost rooms of the temple. See, this curtain prevented anyone from entering, gazing into, or even getting a fleeting glimpse of the interior of the most holy. Hallelujah. See, this was the most holiest place. See, the high priest, hallelujah, could enter there only once a year to stand before God's presence and atone for the sins of the entire nation. But Christ Jesus, hallelujah, is in God's presence all the time, not just once a year, as the high priest who can continually intercede for us. I want you today, church, hope in the Lord, who is able to do abundantly and exceeding all and more than we could ever ask. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, help us on today. Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless
thank
your
you,
name, Father God. Hallelujah. When we look in the book of 1 Timothy, hallelujah, chapter 4, verse 10. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 10. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, my Lord, it says, for this end we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. Amen. What is the Bible saying here, church? Christ is the Savior for all, but his salvation becomes effective only for those who trust in him. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, hold on to the hope that Jesus has given us. Amen. Don't let go. Amen. Hallelujah. Trials and tribulations are going to come. Things are going to happen. Amen. But hope in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you're coming out in a wealthy place. That you're already victorious. Hallelujah. In the storm. Amen. In the go through. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. The Bible says in Psalm 71 and 14, but I will hope continually and I will praise you yet more and more. Hallelujah. See, as we face the sunset years, we recognize that God has been our constant help in the past. As physical powers wane, we need God even more. And when we realize he is still our constant help, hallelujah, my Lord, we must never despair. But keep on expecting his help no matter what. And no matter how severe, hallelujah, our limitations are, hope in him. Hallelujah, he is our help. Amen. To keep on keeping on. Amen. To keep serving. Amen. To keep doing. Amen. To keep believing and keep trusting. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. The Bible says in Proverbs 13 and 12 that hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life.
Yeah. Amen.
Stay aiming. And trusting God and holding on to the hope, hallelujah, that God gives, amen, that Jesus gave us, amen. Will you hold on to that hope? Church,
amen.
Will you hold on to the hope
hallelujah.
That God has given us, amen, hallelujah? I want us to understand hope identified, hallelujah, what that looks like as a Christian. Understanding what that looks like, you know, because sometimes we get hope and faith confused. But hope in the Lord, church. Lord, we thank you right now for your word, oh God, that we stand on your word, oh God. We stand on your promise with his best and amen. See, church, I want us to understand that all of the Bible uses the word hope in both the secure and the spiritual sense. The focus of our Christian hope is always based on the guaranteed promises of God. See, this hope will never be a disappointment. So as Christians, we are promised peace. Amen. We are promised peace with God. Amen. According to Romans 5, 3-5. Hallelujah. It said, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance and perseverance character and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we thank God on today. We
thank
God on today that we have hope. Hope in God's unchanging values, church. Hope in God's unchanging justice. Hope in God's unchanging promises. Hope in God's unchanging integrity and righteousness. Hope in God's unchanging wisdom and understanding. Hope in God's unchanging purpose for your life. Hope in God's unchanging abilities. Hope in God's unchanging financial provision. Hope in God's plan for your future. My Lord, my God, if God said it, then it shall be. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank God on today. We thank God on today that we have hope and hope has not been lost. We steadfast believing that God is still able. Amen. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I want us to understand, church, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 and 13, these three remain, faith, hope, and love.
Amen.
But the greatest of these is love. But understand that when it says these three remain, faith, hope, and love, after everything else, these three remain, after everything else, the trials, the tribulation, the suffering, the going through, faith, hope, and love, these three remain. After all is gone, what is still standing? What should still be standing with you? Amen. Faith, hope, and love. And as I said earlier, a lot of us get confused, and I'm going to wrap up here for the sake of time. We get confused with faith and hope. Sometimes these two words can be so intertwined that it is different to distinguish between their meanings. So although aspects of the two overlap, the Bible does differentiate between them. One of the most famous verses in the Bible, hallelujah, faith and hope together with love. While most people think they understand love, they cannot clearly distinguish between faith and hope. Hope is an assured promise, whereas faith is acting out that promise. Faith is hope put into action. Since a picture is worth a thousand words, picture in your mind a ship anchored in the water. The water represents a sea of people floating through life. The ship is the water, hallelujah, that represents you as a believer safe on board. Amen. The anchor in the water represents the guaranteed hope that Christ will hold you secure to keep you from drifting in dangers off course. Amen. My Lord, my God. And the rod is the strong, the chain where the one end is connected to the ship and the other to the anchor. The rod represents an action, acting in faith that Christ will hold you secure. The act of an anchor, dropping the anchor and chain in the water is based on the guaranteed hope that the anchor will hold. My Lord, my God. See, having hope that we can be secure is necessary in order to be held secure. Acting in faith is necessary that, hallelujah, that our hope is not merely a mental concept, but rather a living hope, a guaranteed hope that becomes a reality when we experience and anchor life. Having hope in the Lord. See, our hope is in Jesus. It's based on the promise of God. Amen. God the Father promised that God the Son would be the Savior of the world. So our hope is in Jesus. Amen. Amen. By faith, we receive Jesus into our hearts and in our lives. Therefore, faith is the means by which we actually receive our hope. Our hope in Jesus prompts us to step out in faith, taking God at his word. Our faith is motivated by our hope, and our faith is the means by which we benefit from our hope. Amen. Our hope for sustaining physical life resides in believing in the benefit of food, accepting the fact that eating food is necessary to stay alive. Our faith is exercised when we actually eat the food for our sustenance. Amen. Our hope for sustaining spiritual life resides in Jesus, accepting the fact that Jesus is necessary to have eternal life. Our faith is, hallelujah, his ability to give, hallelujah, us eternal life. It's exercised as we receive Jesus into our lives. See, church, our hope for staying alive is our confident assurance in the merit of food. However, if we have no hope in the merit of food, we will not eat it. Amen? My Lord, my God. By faith, we eat food to stay alive, but by not eating, we, hallelujah, will prematurely die. See, our hope for eternal life is Jesus, but if we refuse to have hope in him, we will die and spend eternity separated from him. I want you to hear me today, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope in the Lord. Amen. See, placing our faith in Christ is the means by which we take hold of our hope in him and receive all the benefits of having Christ, including living throughout eternity in heaven with him. Amen. See, Christ has set you up on his course, first to save you and then to conform you into his character. See, having the assurance of hope is necessary before you can act in faith. Then you can act in faith because of your hope. See, ultimately, the Bible says that your hope is the catalyst that produces your faith. Amen. The Bible says in Colossians 1:4-5, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and if you're love for all the saints, hallelujah, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word, of the truth of the gospel. When Paul says that our hope is laid up in heaven, he has emphasized the security of the believer because we know that our future destination and salvation are sure. We are free to live for Christ and love others. When you find yourself doubting or wavering in your faith or love, remember your destination, which is heaven. Amen. The Bible says, and I close by here, church, in 1 Peter 1:21, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Amen. My Lord, my God, church, today I say to you, hope in the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you, God keep you. Is there one today? Will there be one, the doors of the church are open that you lost hope? Have you gotten so far away from God that you have lost hope? Will there be one today?
Amen.
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 I pray that you all can hear me. I'm here breaking all the lines and my line. So I hope you all can hear me. Here. But we thank God. Amen. Amen. So, like I said, I hope you all can hear me. We're going to close like if there's one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Press one. Press one.
Amen.
Amen.
Where you feel like, you know what, all hope is gone. Well, we thank God that we have a Savior. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior. Will you press one? If that's something that you want to bring to the altar, will you press one right now? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for every single word that you have preached into our hearts right now. We pray that every single ear that had an ear to hear and every heart that have a heart to receive you, Father, that they will receive you right now and that your word take root inside of each of us and manifest itself that we may be upright and pleasing to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single one of us that's in service today. We thank you, Father God, for every single father, hallelujah, every single father figure, every single male, every single brother, every single uncle, every single neighbor, hallelujah, every single mother and child, hallelujah, every single one, Father, we thank you for it all. For us to be on one accord in recognizing who you are in the mighty name of Jesus. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray, and everybody in the church, in the body of Christ, do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to
amen.
God. This time we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have those, you'll send them over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, 346-243-0980. Let us pray over our tithes and offerings. Amen. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of your glory for your sake here on earth, O Lord. We thank you. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and hope to hold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. We give, oh God, hallelujah, not out of necessity, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for your blessings. Your word says that one plant, one water, but you give the increase, oh God. As we plant, oh God, in good ground, we thank you, oh God, that you give the increase, that there should be no lack, that our will runneth over, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, for it. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Our announcement on June 19, 2020, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with Pastor Dorsey Mannion, is the senior pastor and minister on the watch, the minister, Learn Green. We bless you in the name of Jesus. On Mondays at 6 a.m., we have our intercessory prayer here in our church line. Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we have our Sunday service at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. We are resuming our new time at 2 p.m. Services are back. So please join us. I know that next Sunday, I don't know if you all remember me telling you, is that on June 26th, we have our convocation with the Universal Kingdom Alliance. So I will not, I'm not sure, Pastor Manning, we will be actually at the convocation for the Universal Kingdom Alliance. So that's every year, once a year, and this is the second year for the convocation. We'll be there, and I'll be giving a word on next Sunday here in Houston, Texas, at the convocation on June 26th at 10 a.m. They have a service at 10 a.m. So God bless you. God keep you. God strengthen you. And we want to wish everyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of June, happy birthday. Pastor Manning, who celebrated a birthday on June 8th, happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
And happy anniversary to anyone that's celebrating your wedding anniversary. We bless you in the name of Jesus and your marriage. Amen. It'll be fruitful and multiply. We pray God's favor upon your marriage and God's blessing, that God will bless you all with long life, good health and strength. Amen. Bless you. Multiply years. Multiply grace and mercy. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. We don't mean to rush this morning, but for the sake of time, we're going to wrap up here. And we just thank God for you. Amen. At this time, we're just going to have Pastor Manny to go ahead and give us a benediction. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen, amen again. Join us here at 2 p.m. for our Father's Day program. I mean, there's going to be a word that's going to go forth. We're going to give tribute to all fathers. You even will have an opportunity to give tribute to your father or male figure or maybe even be a co-worker or a friend that you know. There is an opportunity, so definitely come to Sunday service here at 2 p.m. Remember that Apostle Tawanik and I, we love you. We love you. We love you so much. And Minister Learn Green, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, every single one, that Satan has already been defeated. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Have yourself a happy Father's Day in the Lord. Amen. Amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. I'm terrible to leave. heaven, yeah. One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time.
Oh, I just want to hear him say, oh. One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time.
Yeah.
Don't you
wanna
live a thousand forever,
closer than ever.
Just for the love of the
Christ.